Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Coffee Time Podcast with Noah Kinsey. I'm your host, Noah Kinsey, and this is a special bonus episode. Unlike the bonus episodes of the past, this is an episode I'm not really excited to release. Don't really want to do it, but here we are. So yesterday there was a leak that the Supreme Court is possibly, probably, maybe going to overturn Roe versus Wade, an almost 50-year ruling that protects women's reproductive rights. And if it's overturned, then states can legally ban abortions, something that Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Coney Barrett, in their hearings, said that they weren't interested in doing. And it was leaked. Democrats and liberal media are all in outrage of this ruling, of Alito's statement in the leaked documents. Meanwhile, Republicans and the conservative media are outraged that it was leaked, even saying that the leak just delegitimizes the court, which I'm sorry, but when you have three Supreme Court judges that perjured themselves, and one Supreme Court judge that was the only one to vote against releasing text messages to the January 6th commission about the insurrection from public figures, that one judge that voted against that, turns out his wife was texting and trying to help overturn the election. So I think the legitimacy of the court and the rumor that the court isn't a political entity are now put to bed. You know, yesterday I was really outraged by this, and all day today, so furious about this, but now I'm just sad. You see, this puts women's lives at danger. This does not eliminate abortions. You know, as you know, I'm a registered independent. If you listen to this podcast, you know that. If you don't, you probably either think I'm a liberal or you think I'm a conservative because you haven't heard me talk and criticize both sides. But it's frustrating and it's sad and it's scary that we've gotten to this point, that we're going back in time, that we're stripping these rights away from women. Now, it's funny that you have conservatives who say you can't ban guns or you can't pass gun laws, which, by the way, I'm pro-gun. But my point is, it's funny that they say, well, passing laws against guns aren't going to work because people are just going to get guns. Yet they're convinced that banning abortion means no more abortions, when the fact of the matter is, there still will be abortions. You will still have rich, conservative, well-to-do women were able to hop on a plane and leave the state that they live in where abortions are banned and fly to another state or even another country where they can get the procedure. Meanwhile, once again, those that live in poverty will not be so lucky, because not only are these people against abortion, but they're against social services. I'll say it's a Venn diagram, but the majority of people, and you can look this up, statistics speak for themselves, the majority of people who are pro-life are against social services to help mothers and children at the lower income level. They're all about making sure that baby's born until the baby's born and the mother says, I need help. And people say, well, you should have thought about that before having the baby. So far, while Roe versus Wade has been in place, you have had states, mostly red states, try and find workarounds, loopholes, kind of find ways of making it harder and harder to get abortions. And now they're just going to be able to outright ban it. It just, once again, abortions aren't going to go away. they're just going to be done either once again, and wealthy people can go to another place to get it done, or there's going to be those back alley abortions, and women's lives are literally at risk. So many women are going to die from this. And it's heartbreaking. And even with those laws that have been put in place to make it harder to have an abortion, and just like what they're going to do with banning abortion in certain states, those don't have exclusions for rape, for incest, for if the mother's life would be in danger or if she would die in childbirth. Those exceptions aren't in place. And a lot of those heartbeat bills, they sure as hell will not be in place when you outright ban abortions. Already in 44 of the 50 states, child brides are legal. And so many women, so many kids, little girls, are forced to marry the adult man who raped them, whether it's for religious reasons, family, like embarrassment, all that stuff. So what's going to happen? Because we're not banning child brides for some reason in these 44 states. There's always ways to shoot down that bill. So what's going to happen? So now parents who have a child who's pregnant, they're not going to be able to help that girl move on with her life. How many more child brides are there going to be because of this? You know, I've been hearing a lot about people freaking out saying that what's coming next is an attack on same-sex marriage or interracial marriage. I don't know about interracial marriage because there are enough minorities that have been tricked or coerced to be conservative. So I don't know if that's the case. I don't think that's a possibility, but do I think same-sex marriage is in the crosshairs now? Yes, I do. And it scares me. Do I think in the long run, if we fast forward 100 years, do I think that all this backtracking we're doing is going to stay in place? I don't. I think eventually we're going to move towards progress as we should. But what I worry about is the damage that's going to be done in the meantime. And I really think we need to really think about that. You can be pro-life and you can see how dangerous and wrong it is to overturn Roe versus Wade. You can do that. You can look beyond just the overly simplistic stances that pro-life speakers put out there and all the half-truths that they put out there. And you can see that this is going to hurt women and girls. My hope is that the outcry that's happening and the fact that 70% of Americans do not want Roe versus Wade overturned, I hope that embarrasses the Supreme Court enough to just shut this down. It grosses me out that Judge Roberts is wanting an FBI investigation into the leak, but yet nothing about Jenny E. Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife, trying to get the election overturned. That went away like in a week, 2 weeks maybe. I hope it's not too late to stop this. Doesn't look like the filibuster's gonna be challenged, so doesn't look like the Democrats that are in control barely are going to be able to gather enough votes. So my hope is that the Supreme Court is just embarrassed by this and sees the outcry and stops this before it happens. I guess we'll see. It's really disappointing and it's really sad and it's really scary. Lives are literally at stake. I'm not one of these big alarmists. Hopefully, if you've listened to my show, you understand that and you see where I'm coming from and you know I'm not this sensationalist or extremist in my rhetoric. If you're brand new because you were looking up Roe versus Wade or Roe v. Wade on podcast platforms, welcome. Definitely go back and listen to other shows and you'll definitely see that I'm not the type to just freak out or oversimplify or ring the alarm bells. I constantly worry about the boy who cried wolf type of thing, so I always want to be very careful and very measured with the things that I say and the statements I put out there, because words matter and I don't want to be careless with them. But lives are literally at stake. Like I said, abortions aren't going to go away. The rich are going to be able to go wherever to get them done safely, and the poor are going to do them back alley, a lot of different ways that were done in the past that caused permanent damage and death. And I don't want that. I don't want anyone to have to deal with that, no matter who they are. I guess we'll see. So this episode, if you notice, once again, if you've listened before, you're going to notice there's no bells and whistles. I'm not going to be promoting anything. There's not going to be anything in the show notes. No advertising. I love you, Michael Kinsey, my editor, but this I'm just releasing as is because it's important to just put it out there right away. So it's not going to sound as pretty as he makes it because he's a audio genius. But this was important to have this conversation, and this is important to put certain things into context so you just really understand how this is so much bigger than simply being pro-life or pro-choice. This is more than just words at this point. And I guess we're just going to have to see where we go from there.